Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Today is not just another day. It's a new opportunity, a new beginning, and another chance. Embrace it. Good morning, Dubai. I'm Alasia.
And I'm Fatima Zenza from New Indian Model School, Dubai.
Today we are here with yet another mind-blowing episode of our podcasting series.
We welcome you all to the 18th episode of our podcasting series. Keep listening as we have in store many infotainments for you, all done exclusively by the students of NIMS Dubai. Alasia, is there anything special in this episode?
Of course there is. As always, we come up with a variety of interesting contents that keep our listeners hooked throughout our episode.
Wow, I'm so excited to hear that.
So without much delay, let's begin this amazing episode with the recitation of Holy Quran, followed by the thought for the day.
وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ
A warm smile. Yes, you heard it right. A warm smile. This is one of the most essential ingredients in your life. This is what gives the fuel to your day. Every time that you smile not only makes you happy, it also makes others smile and happy. A warm smile is something adorable, so unique that makes the environment smile. This be the best gift for you and the people around you. Let's all smile and shine together.
Wow, that was so inspiring. Words of wisdom always have a piece of advice.
True. One such inspirational phrase that comes to my mind is, a goal is a dream with deadline.
Wow, Alasia, what an in-depth thought. Can you please elaborate a little on that?
Sure, but not me. We have a speech based on the same phrase. So let's listen to it. Here goes.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that count. Hello everyone, this is Sania of grade 8. I want you to enlighten you all about the importance of setting goals in life, how we can set them and achieve, and also the importance of having goals in life. A goal is technically defined as an objective that you want to achieve in life, somewhat like a dream. It's a process of moving from where you are to where you want to be. All successful people set clearly defined goals, which gives their life power, purpose, and a sense of direction to lead their life in. Most people are unhappy because they don't know where they're going in life or where their life is going to lead. So their life lacks meaning and purpose. Goal setting is a powerful process for thinking about the future of your ideas, as well as motivating yourself to turn the vision of your future ideas to reality. More than this, properly set goal and precise goals can motivate you immensely and also build your self-confidence and strengthen it. It does take a lot of effort, but you can train yourself to concentrate on your goals consistently. You will create new thought patterns and therefore new habits of behavior. So set your goals and know where you're going and how you are going. Remember, success is not an accident. It's just 25% inspiration and 75% perspiration. So you need to set up a precise goal. A really precise in life and make efforts to reach it. A goal is a dream with a deadline. There are many benefits and advantages to having a set of goals to work towards. It's just like you know where your purpose of life and you are trying to reach it. It's literally like a path When you have goals in your life, it's just like a path leading you to where you want to be in life. Through goal setting, students become the owners of their learning. Because students know what they want to learn, so they become the owners of their learning. Goal setting helps students be more aware of the learning that they're expected to experience. Setting goals helps trigger new behaviors, guides focus, and helps you focus more because this is the thing you want to learn in life. And so it helps to sustain the focus on a thing that you want to achieve in life and helps us sustain the momentum in life. Setting goals is not only motivates us but can also improve our mental health. So we know that we want to do this and we're doing it. In that way, our mental health is also precisely good and healthy, and our level of professional and personal success. So let us all set SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound to be a successful person in our lives. I would like to conclude my speech with a wise saying, you didn't come this far to only reach this far. So see your goals, understand the obstacles you're going to face, create a positive mental picture to pretty much know where the challenges are going to be, so you can clear your mind of self-doubt, embrace the challenges you can facing on the track and stay on track, the most important thing, and believe in yourself and work for your goals and show the world you can do it and success is yours. Thank you.
That was so inspiring. I do have lots of dreams, but never felt the need to keep a check over the time passing by. But after listening to this inspiring speech, I'm definitely going to work on my dreams with a time limit.
True. We do need to be consciously working towards our goal.
Alicia, do you feel the heat of what's happening in Dubai?
Oh, come on. You're talking. The whole world is noticing Dubai as much awaited Expo 2020 goes in full swing.
You are absolutely right. Our next presentation is all about the same. Presenting now, just a few chats on Expo 2020 and know more about it.
Today we are going to talk about a pretty common subject in the world. That is the Dubai Expo 2020. Expos, just like this one, is an international exhibition where a collection of things, that is goods, works of art and services are brought together to be displayed. So, this year, Dubai is taking an honor to host one of that kind, Expo 2020. Beginning with the pavilion, it's the Sustainability Pavilion, and it is fantabulous, huge and breathtaking. Let's know more about the Expo 2020 from some of our friends in our school. Hey there, what would you like me to call you?
Hello, you can call me Nandita. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Nandita. Do you agree Expo 2020 as once in a lifetime experience?
Oh, of course it is. No day at Expo is the same. There are the experiences of 192 countries, plus the best of art, architecture, science, culture and more. There are even numerous entertainment events, live performances by the world-renowned artists and so much more experiences. It is one of the best, and since it is only open for a few months, you must visit as it's amazing and it is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Thank you for your valuable opinion, Nandita. Hello, may I know your name and class?
Hi, my name is Afifa Jureria and I am from Grade 7M.
Afifa, what is so special about Expo 2020?
Well, in my opinion, I think the theme itself is great. Connecting minds and creating the future is based on the belief that bringing the world together can catalyze on exchange of new perspectives and inspire action to deliver real-life solutions to real-world challenges.
Wow, you reminded me about the theme. Hi Aisha, you're looking gorgeous today. It's long since we met, and how are you doing? Hi, I'm fine. Because of the pandemic protocols, I couldn't meet you.
Oh, that's sad. But don't worry, we can chit-chat now all together.
Oh, that's amazing.
Did you visit Expo 2020? As it is a spectacular event happening in Dubai?
Yes, I did visit Expo 2020. It was marvelous.
And what were these safety precautions taken as the pandemic is still accelerating?
As a visitor to Expo 2020, I realized that a lot of safety precautions have been taken to ensure the safety of everybody. Mainly, social distancing is kept in mind and catered for. As it is a massive place, there is enough space for breathing and you never suffocate. Finally, there are thousands of workers and volunteers available to make sure everybody is doing well inside the pavilions.
Wonderful! I hope you know these sub-themes too. So we will talk about that now. Hi Alia, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
Did you visit Expo 2020?
Yes, I did.
I read in social media about the three key themes of Expo 2020 that are exhibited well.
Exactly. The three key themes of the Expo 2020 are connecting minds and creating future through sustainability, mobility, and opportunity. These themes not only reflect UAE's position in the world and its place in future, but also a collective hope for the rest of the world. They're well realized through the well-planned implementation of Expo 2020.
Wow! How would you recommend someone to experience Expo, as it's really overwhelming?
You know, people think Expo is a trade fair, but it's much more than that. It has everything that you can imagine, whether you're looking for great entertainment, culture, food, sporting activities. There, a lifetime worth of experience right there in the Expo 2020.
That's superb. Afifa, which pavilion is your favorite?
If you ask me, it was really hard to decide, as all the pavilions there were really amazing, each one of them with so much detail and entertainment. I think it is really hard to decide, so I don't think I can choose the best one.
Nandita, what's your opinion?
All the pavilions are interesting in their own way. My personal favorite was the pavilion of Germany, called Campus Germany. In Campus Germany, we first got our own ID cards, which are connected with the technology in the pavilion. Then, we all sat in a gallery and got a tour to the history book of Germany in a really, really cool and unexpected way. After that, there was a giant ball pit, which we could all enjoy. In Campus Germany, I learned more about their biodiversity and there were many games and activities about them. Finally, we got to graduation, which was the most wonderful part of it all. You must visit Campus Germany. Other wonderful pavilions were the Swiss Pavilion of Switzerland and the Brussels Pavilion.
Oh, that's mesmerizing. Nandita, is it worth visiting Expo 2020?
It is definitely worth it. Even if you have to stay in a queue, it moves at a faster pace. And once you enter the pavilion, you'll enjoy it so much that you will agree that standing in the queue was completely worth it.
What about you, Afifa?
The displays there are very interesting and educational. When I visited there, I found it very fascinating and learned so much about different countries all around the world and their future technology.
It was so fun talking to you all. Hope we meet again. Bye.
Bye.
Humanity is looking for a place to gather for hope and optimism. When you visit Expo, you will be experiencing that in one place. At the same time, traveling around the world. We are also excited to visit Expo 2020. Thank you.
Ooh, that was wonderful.
Yes, it was truly amazing. Keeping the joy alive, let's listen to some soothing songs sung by our school friends and respected teachers.
Wow, let's go for it.
Good morning, my friends. I'm Neha Rafi from 5J. Today, I'm going to sing Let It Go. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like the swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl who you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they are gonna say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anywhere. It's fun how some distance make everything seem small, and the fears won't control me, can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrongs, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I'm one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stay, and here I stand. Let the storm rage on. My power furious through the air into the ground. My soul is prowling in the frozen fractals all around. And one through crystallized like an icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go, let it go. When I will rise at the break of dawn. Let it go, let it go. That perfect girl is gone. Here I stand in the light of day. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Thank you.
My name is Hadin Mohammed and I'm going to sing Faded by Alan Walker.
You were the shadow to my life. Did you feel us? Another star, you fade away. Afraid our aim is out of sight. Wanna see us alive. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now? Was it all in my fantasy? Where are you now? Oh, where you imagine. Atlantis, under the sea, where are you now? Another dream, the monster's running wild inside of me, I'm faded, I'm faded, so lost, I'm faded. I'm faded. These shallow waters never met what I needed. I'm letting go, a deeper dive. Eternal silence of the sea. I'm breathing alive. Where are you now? Where under the bright but faded lights, you set my heart on fire. And where are you now? Where are you now? under the sea. Where are you now? Another dream. The monster's running wild inside of me. I'm faded. I'm faded. So lost. I'm faded. I'm faded. So lost. I'm faded.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أنا اسمي عائشة أسلم. أنا عمري 8 سنوات. أنا في صف الثالث. مدرستي الهندية النموذجية الجديدة. أنا من الهند. أنا عايش في دبي. Today I am going to sing a song. معلمتي. معلمتي 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 بأحلى كنت أذبني معلمتي معلمتي بأحلى كنت أذبني وفي درس تهذبني إلى الخيرات ترشدني معلمتي معلمتي بأخلاق تؤذبني إلى الخيرات ترشدني معلمتي معلمتي شكرا.
Hi everyone, I am Nabiha Muhammad from New Indian Model School, Dubai. I study in grade 3L. Today I am going to be singing The Earth Is My Home song. The earth is my home, I promise to keep it healthy and beautiful. I will love the land, the air, the water, and all living creatures. I will be a defender of my planet, united with friends. I will save the earth, united with friends. I promise to keep it, united with friends. I will love the land, united with friends. I'll be a defender. I will save the earth. I will save the earth. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A very warm good morning to one and all presented here. I'm Riddhi Mishra from 7G. Today I'm going to be singing a song called Memories by Maroon 5. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back you. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Feels they can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Yeah. Everything will be alright. Go rise and dance and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories and everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back you. Do 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 do. Memories bring back, memories bring back you. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feels like an ember and it's lighting up the dark. I will carry these torches for you that you know I'll never drop, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Everything will be alright, go rinsing glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back you. Do 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 do. Memories bring back, memories bring back you. Do 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 do. Memories bring back, memories bring back you. Yeah, yeah. Memories bring back you.
Wow, that was a great performance by all. Fatma, I'm going to test you now with a wits.
Oh my goodness. Okay, sure. Let me try. What is it?
Listen carefully. I look at you and you look at me. But when I raise my right hand, you get confused and you raise your left hand instead. Who am I?
Wait, I think I got it. Is it mirror?
Oh, wow. You're too good. You guessed it right. Now let us listen to some more funny and interesting riddles that will twist your brain in finding the answers.
All is a riddle, and the key to a riddle is another riddle. Riddles are always brainstorming and sometimes twisting its nuance. This is a very interesting fact about riddles. Riddles are sometimes of ecological matters of study with wordy ones, and sometimes problem equations too with shallow puzzles. And who doesn't love brain teasers and challenging riddles? If you think that you're already a pro at solving tricky riddles, then put yourself to the test with these and find out. And before that, let me introduce myself. I am Hadia Fatima from 8N.
And I am Hani Hanifa from 7K.
So, don't you want to listen to these riddles and their tricky solutions? So, are you ready to be riddled, Hania?
Yes, I surely am.
Then, Hania, you're up to your challenge. So here goes your first brain scratcher. What can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? Has a bed but never sleeps? Who could it be?
This question is so funny, but the answer is really easy.
Do you think so? Then, what's the answer though?
It is a river.
Oh, woohoo, you got it right. Let me go for the second one. If you drop me, I'm sure to crack. But give me a smile and I always smile back. What am I?
This question is very simple but very tricky. And I guess the answer is a simple mirror.
Whoa, that is the right answer again. You are not gonna trick, but let me see it for the third question. Now, you see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, okay? But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
Did they all went below deck?
or jumped overboard?
No, my dear. Take your focus on the question.
Let me repeat it just for you.
Okay. Now you see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
Oh yeah, all the people were married.
Oh, do you think so? Anyway, that's the right answer.
Woohoo!
Yep. So, let's go for the next question. And this surely could be difficult and a brain scratcher. So, the question. What word in the English language does the following? So, you have to give me an English word which does the following. I'll give you the clue. The first two letters signify a male. The first three letters signify a female. The first four letters signify a great, while the entire word signifies a great woman. What is the word?
Got it! It is a heroine!
Oh, that's it! You're getting along, buddy. But I won't let you take this. You haven't seen the questions of the starting fact. Here comes one of that. A man looks at a painting in a museum and says, "Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father is my father's son. Who is in the painting?"
This is impossible. I have enough tricks and twistings, and maybe it can be the man's aunt.
Oh, don't give up this quick.
Let me think.
I can see her scratching her head.
Is it the man's son?
Yes, that is right. Absolutely right. Ooh-hoo, honey, yeah. Let me get you for the next question. I guess you're tired, but don't give up your spirit. So, here goes your next question. With pointed fangs, I sit and wait. With piercing force, I crunch out fate. Grabbing victims, proclaiming might. Physically joining with a single bite. What am I? I guess you're tired, buddy, but don't lose your hope. I'll refresh you with a lemon shin. You'll get to know, buddy. I come from a mine and always get surrounded by wood. Everyone uses me, but what am I?
This question surely filled my brain.
Hello, answer please.
Oops. Sorry, the answer is a stapler.
Time is always limited. Agree, honey?
Yeah, I surely agree with that.
This was my last twister. Only one color, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in sun, but not in rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What is it?
I think...
Thinking is good, but not now. The answer is a shadow. So yes, that's all for today. See you friends and our lovely teachers with yet another super content. Wishing you a great day ahead. Thank you. So
this is Hadi and Hania signing off.
Bye-bye.
My name is Ritvika Sasvatej. I'm studying in grade 5L at NIMS DXB, and today I will be sharing some fantastic riddles with my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ritvika.
Do you like riddles?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you a riddle.
Okay.
A girl fell from a 20-foot ladder. She wasn't hurt. How?
She fell off the bottom step.
Correct. Grandpa went out for a walk and it started to rain. He didn't bring an umbrella or a hat. His clothes got soaked, but not a hair on his head was wet. How is this possible?
Grandpa is bald.
Correct.
Now I will ask you one riddle, okay?
Okay.
I called my dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crossed the river without getting wet. and without using a bridge, a boat, or a raft. How is that possible?
The river was frozen.
Correct.
I live on an island. I was raised by gods. My body has tons of art, and I carry a weapon which allows me to turn into all sorts of critters and animals. Who am I?
Maui from the movie Moana.
Correct.
Okay. You are my sister, but I'm not your sister. But somehow we are siblings. Who am I?
Your brother.
Correct.
What do the piggy bank, the government, and children have in common?
It's easy to give them money, but harder to get it back.
Correct. What kind of goose fights with snakes?
A mongoose.
Correct.
You answer me, although I never ask you questions. What am I?
A telephone.
Correct.
I am wet when I am drying. What am I?
A towel.
Correct. How did the pancake hurt itself?
Doing backflips.
Correct.
What water can you eat and chew?
Watermelon.
Correct.
Booming and zapping is what I can do. Make sure to get cover so I won't get you. What am I?
Thunderstorm.
Correct. I can cycle many hours, but I don't get tired even at the end of the day. What am I?
A clock.
Correct.
Why don't famous actors and actresses sweat?
Because they have so many fans.
Correct.
What kind of table does not have legs?
Timetable.
Correct. What do you get if you add 2 blackberries and 5 apples?
A house full of gadgets.
Thank you, Mom, for joining me with this fun riddles game. Bye.
Wow, that was really interesting. I thoroughly enjoyed each of the riddles so much.
Yeah, me too. Now let's move on to our next content.
But before that, Alizia, I wanted to ask you something, may I?
Of course, why not? Please ask.
Oh, Kisha, did you know real diamonds do not show up on X-ray?
What? Are you serious? If I had known this before, I would have checked all of my diamonds. I think it will be really helpful to the people who want to identify the purity of their diamonds. They just do it by looking through a film of X-ray.
Haha, yeah. I'm thinking of those diamond traders who might get into a huge trouble in case they sold a fake one.
Lol, they might even need to close down the business.
Okay. Now, let's continue to listen to some more interesting facts brought to you by our dear friends from NIMH. Bye.
Hi, Asna.
Hi, Alia.
Today, let's have a small chit-chat about human body. Are you interested?
Yes, Alia. I'm super excited to know about human body.
Human body is one of the most complicated and fascinating living forms on Earth. There are some interesting features that make it special. First, let's know about human lungs. Human lungs have surface area of around 70 square meters.
Oh, wow. It is interesting. And do you know that your left and right lungs aren't exactly the same? The lung on the left side of your body is divided into 2 lobes, while the lung on your right side is divided into 3. The left lung is also slightly smaller, allowing room for your heart.
Is it right, Asna?
Yeah, Alia.
Oh, human lungs contain 1,500 miles of airways and over 300 billion alveoli.
Wow, that's nice. And I have heard that an average person breathes around 11,000 liters of air every day.
Asna, do you know that a human's nose and ears continue growing throughout the entire life?
Oh, wow! I didn't hear a fact like that.
Do you know your sense of smell is around 10,000 times more sensitive than your sense of taste?
Oh, I didn't ever hear that fact.
Okay, now let me talk about one of the most important organ of our body, the heart. Your heart beats around 1 lakh times a day and 365 lakhs times a year and over a billion times if you have lived beyond 30. And also, in our year, a human heart will pump enough blood to fill an Olympic-sized pool.
Wow! Now, let's talk about the other parts of our body. The brain uses over a quarter of the oxygen used by the human body. And also, the brain of an adult human weighs around 3 pounds, means 1.5 kg. Although it makes up just 2% of the body's weight, it uses around 20% of its energy.
Oh, that's a great fact.
Yes, Asna. Asna, and do you know which is the largest organ in our human body?
I think it is skin.
Yes, you are right, Asna. Skin is the largest organ in human body. And do you know that a large amount of the dust in your home is actually dead skin? Humans shed about 6 lakh particles of skin every hour.
Oh, wow. I didn't know a fact like that exist. Okay, now let me tell you a unique fact I found recently that it is as well as having unique fingerprints. Humans also have unique tongue prints.
Oh, that is another amazing fact. Do you know humans are the only animals with chins and cornea is the only part of the body with no blood supply? It gets its oxygen directly from the air.
And Alia, let me say a funny fact, that the human body contains enough fat to make 7 bars of soap.
Oh, that was unexpected. And Asna, do you know how powerful our organs are? An average person produces enough saliva in their lifetime to fill 2 swimming pools.
Oh my God, I didn't ever heard that. And do you know that an average-sized man eats about 33 tons of food in his or her lifetime, which is about the weight of 6 elephants?
Oh, wow! And the left side of your brain controls the right side of the body, and right side of your brain controls the left side of your body. While you are awake, your brain produces enough electricity to power a light bulb, and you carry on average about 4 pounds of bacteria around your body.
That was an unexpected funny fact.
Yes, and an adult skin weighs around 3 to 4 kgs.
Oh wow, that's great, Alia. These all are great facts. And do you know, in an average human body contains enough iron to make a nail 2.5 cm or 1 inch long.
Oh wow, I can believe all these facts. Now, I think in SSG lessons we have learned 7 wonders of the world. But now I strongly believe that human body is the first one of the most amazing wonders of the world. Okay friends, see you again with another set of amazing facts. Bye.
Bye.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello everyone. This is Amina from 6th H, and today I'm going to share with you some really, really interesting facts. So, fact number one. Did you know that Japan is suffering from a ninja shortage? If you ever dreamed of being a ninja, now might be the time to take it to reality. The Japanese city of Iga, which has a rich history of martial arts, masters, and claims to be the birthplace of the ninja, suffered from a ninja shortage in 2018. Despite the fact that they are willing to pay salaries as high as $85,000 for the performative ninjas willing to take on the job of staffing their annual ninja festivals. Now, fact number two.
The longest place name in the world is 85 letters long. Unfortunately, this is the one of the facts you probably can't repeat to your friends. And that's because it's nearly impossible to pronounce.
Taumatawa katangi hango kota matari puka piki monga horo nuko pivana kitana hu.
Oh my gosh, I don't know whether I pronounced it correct. Anyway, this is a place in New Zealand and is 85 letters long. And when it comes to the other super long place names, it is followed by Landfair Pavalini Gala Gogorita Verindra Balanti Siligok Ogok in Wales, and many more in US, Africa, Spain, etc. Now, here comes fact number 3. Did you know that chewing gum is banned in Singapore? Along with having laws against spitting and urinating anywhere but in a toilet, which are then legally obligated to flush if it's a public washroom, Singapore has also banned chewing gum in an effort to keep the city clean and orderly. Now, here comes fact number 4. McDonald's once created bubblegum flavored broccoli. McDonald's is always introducing new items for their loyal customers, and obviously some are more successful than others. But their bubblegum flavored broccoli, which the fast food chain developed in 2014 as a tastier version of the leafy green for children, was a complete failure. McDonald's CEO Don Thompson admitted that kids were confused by the taste. Now, the final fact, the fact number 5. Did you know that there's a Guinness World Record for the stretchiest skin? Gary Turner from the UK holds the Guinness World Record for the stretchiest skin, thanks to the fact that he can extend the skin on his stomach 15 centimeters. Turner is capable of such an elastic-like feat thanks to a collagen defective condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Now, anyway, I think it's time to say goodbye.
Hi, Mom. How are you? Can we do some interesting facts?
Hi, Lena. I'm fine. Yeah, of course we can.
Mom, did you know there's an island within a lake on an island within a lake on an island? In the Philippines, you'll find Volcano Point, an island within Main Crater Lake. Main Crater Lake is located on Volcano Island. Volcano Island is located in Lake Taal. Lake Taal is located on the island of Luzon. And there you have it, an island within a lake on an island within a lake on an island.
Wow, it's interesting.
Yes, Mom. Mom, did you know Mauna Kea is taller than Everest? Mount Everest may be the tallest mountain above sea level, but when it comes to the tallest mountain on Earth, that honor goes to Mauna Kea. Above the sea, Mauna Kea only stands 13,796 feet in height. But when you follow the mountain to its base at the bottom of the Pacific, it is 32,800 feet, more than 3,000 feet taller than Everest.
Wow, it's incredible. Lena, can I say one interesting fact to you?
Yes, Mom.
Lena, did you know Alaska is the westernmost and easternmost state in the US? You may think of Alaska as the westernmost state in the United States, especially when looking at a map. But it's also the easternmost state.
How?
Yeah. Due to the fact that it stretches so far from the west that it falls into the eastern hemisphere. In fact, Semiso Poknoi Island, a part of Alaska's Aleutian Islands, is technically the easternmost port in all of the North America.
Mom, this is so astonishing.
Yeah, Lena, it's astonishing.
Mom, did you know Iceland is growing 5 centimeters per year? Iceland divided by the North American and European tectonic plates, is growing by nearly 5 centimeters per year as the plates grow wider apart.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Did you know the Pacific Ocean is shrinking? As North America and South America are moving westward, the Pacific Ocean is shrinking. Every year, Asia and North America get closer and closer as the Pacific is reduced by 2 or 3 centimeters.
Oh, and Lena, did you know Mexico City is sinking? Originally built on a lake in 1325 AD, Mexico City is currently sinking by about 3.2 feet per year.
Oh, really, Mom?
Yes.
And Mom, did you know Los Angeles and San Francisco will be neighboring cities? The San Andreas Fault in California is consuming nearly 2 inches of land each year. If humans are still around in 15 million years, those living in Los Angeles and San Francisco can be neighbors.
Oh, it's stunning.
And Mom, did you know Los Angeles is east of Reno and Nevada? Sure, California is west of Nevada, we know. But check the map closely and you'll see the city of Angeles is actually 86 miles east of Reno. This is particularly mind-blowing when you consider Nevada is close to 300 miles from the Pacific Ocean.
Amazing!
Mom, did you know there's a sea without any coasts?
No, I don't know, Lena.
Well, the Sargasso Sea is the only sea in the world without any coasts. It's found in the Atlantic Ocean. Located in the north, it is surrounded by 4 ocean currents, with no land coastline to speak of.
It's interesting. Lena, did you know the only continent in the world to sit in all 4 hemispheres?
Mom, is it Africa?
Yeah, you are correct. The only continent in the world to sit in all 4 hemispheres, north, south, east and west. Africa covers nearly 12 million square miles and 6% of the Earth's total surface.
Nice! And Mom, did you know most of the US coastline is in Alaska? California may have a long coastline, but it doesn't come close to Alaska's. In fact, more than half of the entire country's coastline is located in Alaska. The state's coastline, including its islands, is 47,300 miles.
Lena, all these facts are really magnificent.
Yes, Mom. All these interesting facts make us know more about the outside world.
Yes.
Thank you, Mom, for coming with me to share these interesting facts.
Okay, you are welcome, Lena.
Wow, those were so interesting. I had never known these facts earlier.
Yeah, same here. And those are really enjoyable too.
Yeah. Closing circles, shutting doors, finishing chapters. It is always important to know when something has reached its end. It doesn't matter what we call it. What matters is the lesson it taught us.
Yes, you're right.
Hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. Have a nice day. Until we meet again, this is
Alicia and
this is Fatima.
Signing off. Bye from NIMS Dubai.
Bye-bye.